Shalom to all. Today's office on Hendrick Tavio Bays, and we are starting Yud Alpha and Bays, the bottom line of the words Tan Rabbanon, and today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas, Mars Miram Sarabas Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about an Ibriyar, a leap year. That's when we add another month to the end of the year. So if there's 13 months, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanon, we have a Brysa, Ein Ma'arnas Hashana, Yud Bays Aman Alpha on top, Bishneira Avain. We don't say in the year when it's a year of hunger. That's because we're only allowed to eat from the new grain after the carbon Omer is brought. If we're going to add another month, then people are going to be delayed another month eating the new grain. And since it's a famine, it's a year of hunger, they need to be able to eat right away. So no extending the year. And where do we see this? Tanya Brisa tells us, Rabbi Omer Rabbi says, we have a pasuk from Navi, Ishmael and Baal Shalisha, a man came from Baal Shalisha, Vayavil Ishmael Akim, he brought to the man of God Lechem Bikurim, brand new bread, fresh bread, Esrim Lechem Sa'irim, 20 loaves of barley bread, Vigaimer, Amel Chakal Bachal Eretz Yisrael, Vashal Be'erseo, Yarsim Baal Shalisha, there isn't any place in Eretz Yisrael that its produce ripens quicker than this place called Baal Shalisha, Vafal Bikin, even so, Le Bechra El Min Echad, only one type of grain by then had already ripened, and Shema Taimar Chitim, you might say that it was wheat, which takes a long time to ripen, Tam Loimar Sa'irim, that's what the pasuk says, it was barley, and barley ripens the quickest, and still it was delayed in ripening. And Shema Tamer, you might say, Lefnei Omer, this was before the carbon Omer. Tamer, that's why the pasuk says that this Ishmael Akim, who is Elisha and Avi, he had said, Ten Lo Avi Yechelu, give this bread to the people, and they're going to eat it. And that must be that Achar Omer Hayah, it was after the carbon Omer, and that's where they were able to eat this new bread. And Aramata will say from here, based off of everything we see in this pasuk, that Ruya Haisa Isa Shana should saber, that year really should have been extended, it should have been made a leap year, because no grain had ripened besides barley. And we obviously want as much grain to ripen before the Omer, so that it could all be matter by the Omer. So why didn't Elisha extend it? Because it was a year of famine. And everyone was running to storage houses and granaries in order to buy whatever grain they could get their hands on. And even though the only thing they had was barley, well, that was necessary for that year. So making an Ibriyar when it's a year of famine. And the Gemara today, we have a Brisa, Ein Rabbanan Hashana, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, no making a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. Vimibrua, Ein Mubaris, and if they did so, it's not Mubaris. That's because if the discussions take place before Rosh Hashanah, but the extra month is not going to be added till way later, other time, there's a big chance that people might forget, and they're going to end up eating chametz when it's supposed to be Pesach. The Brisa continues, Aval, however, if it's a pressure situation, they could extend it right after Rosh Hashanah. Even so, in Ma'abrin El Adar, we only extend it in Adar. As we know, we're only going to add on an extra month in Adar. Meaning, even though they're sitting down to have the discussions right after Rosh Hashanah, that's only allowed to be for way later on in Adar. Asking where Ainis is really so, that the earliest they're allowed to sit down and start talking about Ibr Yar is right after Rosh Hashanah. The Cham sent Rava, and this is a two-part coded message that was sent to him in a time of persecution. So the first part was Zug Bame Rakas, a pair came from Rakas, a pair refers to Talmid Chachamim, and Rakas refers to Tveria, Vatafsu Nesher, and an eagle caught them, this refers to Persian soldiers, and Abiyadim Dvarim Hanasim Beloz, they were holding on to things that were made in laws. Now we just pause, Umayni, who wants this, Tcheles, they're holding on to Tcheles, and Tcheles was outlawed, they weren't allowed to hold on to Tcheles, and Beschos Arachim Beschusam, because of their schus and mercy from Hashem, Yatav Shalom, they got out peacefully. Now the second part of the statement is what's relevant to us, Vamusei Reche Nachshain, those offspring of the loins of Nachshain, we know the Nachshain Ben Aminadav was the first Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. So over here, the code is referring to the Nasi of Am Yisrael. Bikshul Kvayin Tziv Echad. He wanted to set one officer, establish one officer. Now, even though that's what the word Netziv means, that's actually referring to adding on another month. V'loy Nichan Adami Alaz. But this Adami didn't allow. Adami is referring to Rome. Avol Balei Asufais Nasu Kavulhem Netziv Echad Biyurech Shemes by Aaron Akayin. But the Balei Asufais, those that gather, this is referring to the Chamim. They managed to gather and they appointed this officer in the month that Aaron Akayin died, which is referring to Av. In other words, the message is saying that the Nasi wanted to Gavina Bezdin to make a leap year. They didn't allow him, but other Chamim managed to do so, and they decided in Av, which is before Rosh Hashanah, that they're going to make a leap year. And that's a question. How could you say that the earliest we're allowed to discuss leap years is after Rosh Hashanah? Here, they did this in Av, which is way before Rosh Hashanah. And that's the Cheshuv Mechashvei. They could actually sit down and discuss whether or not they're going to make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. But Galuy Le Miglu, they're not allowed to reveal that they decided to make a leap year until after Rosh Hashanah. Now, we just explained something we mentioned in this message. My Mashma the High Netziv, Lashon the Archahu, how is it inferred that this word Netziv in the message is referring to an extra month when we know that it means an officer or a person appointed to a position? That's because the pasuk says Ushleim Ushleim Aser Netzivim. Shlomo HaMelech had 12 Netzivim, 12 officers. I'll call Yisrael. They were appointed over Am Yisrael. V'chilkos HaMelech V'asanasho Chaydesh Bashana, and they sustained the king and his men 1 month out of every single year. This is referring to his 12 tax collectors that each one of them served for a month. So we see that Netziv means a person, but it also refers to a month. Ask more. Hold on 1 second. So we have another pasuk. It says Unetziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz, that there was one Netziv, not 12. So was there one or 12? So Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman, they argue about this. Chana number one says Echad Emun Al Kulam, that there was one Netziv that was in charge of all these other Netzivim, these other tax collectors of Shlomo HaMelech. Vachamer one says, Keneged Chadash Ibur, that you're right, there was a 13th Netziv, and he was a tax collector for when there was an extra month. And the Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanu, we have another Braisa. Eim Avernes Hashana, Loi Mishana L'Chaverta, we're now extend the year from 1 year to the next, meaning, no, based off the way the years are set up, the next year is going to need to be a leap year. They're not going to make this one a leap year to prevent next year from being it. That's what Mishana L'Chaverta means. Furthermore, they're not going to make three leap years one after another, because then Pesach is going to end up in the middle of the summer. Now, Rabbi Shimon tells us, Maaser Rabbi Akiva's story with Rabbi Akiva, Shai Chavish Beis Asurim, he was locked up in jail. We know Rabbi Akiva was one of Asar Ruge Malchus, and this is before he was killed. The Iber Shal Shanim Zuachar Zu, and they did make an Iber Yar 3 years one after another. However, Amrullah, they said to him, Yisham Raya from Lele Zariah, Bezin Yashu Kavu Achaz Achaz Bezmanoi. Bezin sat down and established each one in its proper time. It's just that since Rabbi Akiva was in jail, and they knew that he was going to be killed, they just sat down and made a cheshbon with him of when the next three leap years are going to be, but they didn't actually proclaim those three leap years in a row in its proper time. They sat down and said, okay, this is when Rabbi Akiva said we should make a leap year. And therefore, no question. Moving on, continue to discuss leap years. Tanar Banu, we have a Braisa, Eid Mamanas Hashana, Loi B'Shvias, no making a leap year during Shemitah, meaning the Shemitah year can't be a leap year, Voi Matzah Shvias, and not the year afterwards, the eighth year, or the first year of the new Shemitah cycle, can't be an Iber Yar either. And that's because we want to enable people to eat the new grain as soon as possible. And so if we're going to be extending Shemitah or the year after Shemitah, that's going to delay people from eating the new grain. And it was Erigin La'aber. So when was the norm to extend the year? Erev Shvias, that's Erev Shemitah. And that gave people an extra month to gather new crops, maybe even plant and plow and do work with the land before Shemitah. However, so was Rav Gamliel, Haim Amar Matzah Shvias, that's Rav Gamliel, they would extend the year even though it was one right after Shemitah. And Uplug Tanya Tanai, the Tanakama, and Bishram Gamliel are arguing in the same Machalik Zvang Tanayamar, the Tanya Vibrasa, Inmavi, and Yark Mechutzal Aretz, no bringing vegetables from Chutzal Aretz, meaning no importing stuff from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Seinu Atiru, whereas Arabanim allow this. My Benayah, what's the Machalik between them? Rabbi Yirmi explains, Chashin Lagushin, Ikbenayah, the whole Machalik says, whether Chashesh, do we suspect a clump of earth from Chutzal Aretz is going to make its way into Eretz Yisrael? We know that earth from Chutzal Aretz is considered Tamei Mace, and if this earth comes into Eretz Yisrael and is under the same roof as Taharis, it's going to be Tamei them. So the one that holds no importing vegetables, they're Chashesh for this. The one that holds yes importing vegetables, they're not Chashesh for this. And Rabbi Gamliel holds yes importing vegetables. And that's why there's no problem making the year after Shemitah in Iber Yar, because anyway, we could just import from outside. According to Tanakama, no importing, so no making a leap year right after Shemitah. I think we're going to continue to Rabbanu and Rabbanu's Hashanah and Bnei Tumah, no extending the year because of Tumah. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Ma'abrin, we could extend because of Tumah. What's this referring to? So let's pause to explain. We know that if the majority of the nation is Tameh, then the Karban Pesach is brought to Tumah and it's not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. However, when the minority is Tameh, then they're going to do Pesach Sheni. Now, this din that we just learned, that Eim Abrinus Hashanah, or Yes Ma'abrinus Hashanah, Bnei Tumah, is referring to when it's still Adar. No one's Tameh yet, but they know that everyone was most probably going to be Tameh. Either the Nasi is very ill, he's likely going to pass away before Pesach, and everyone has to be Metameh to him because everyone has to go to his Leviathan and become Tameh, and there's simply not going to be enough time for everyone to become Tar before Pesach, or it could be that everyone is Tameh and there's just simply not enough Par Aduma to be Matar anyone. Still, no making a leap year to enable everyone to be Tahar. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that we are. Now, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, there's a story with Chizkiya Melch Yehuda, Sheibar Sashana Mnei Atoma, he extended the year because of Toma. We'll explain this in a moment. Ubikesh Rachim Mel Atzmai, and he davened for mercy for himself. What happened? So we know that Achaz, Chizkiyo's father, had led the nation astray, and many were of the Avodah Zarah. Now, Midrabanon, one who serves Avodah Zarah, is Tameh, and Chizkiyo had made this massive tshuva movement and wanted everyone to be Matar themselves for Pesach, so he extended the year to allow this to happen. But then he realized he made a mistake, so he davened for mercy for himself. How do we know this? Because Pasuk says, Kimar B'Sa'am, a multitude of people, Rabbis Mephraim Menashe Yisachar Zvulun, many of them from Mephraim Menashe Yisachar Zvulun, Loi Taharu, they didn't become Tahar yet, Yud Bezon Bezon Tap, Ki Achlos HaPesach, and therefore they ate the Karm Pesach, B'Loi Kakasov, otherwise than it is written, Okay, Yisbal Chizkiya Aleihem, but Chizkiya davened for them, Loi Mar saying, Hashem HaTov Yichaper Ba'ad, Hashem the good one is going to hopefully be Mechaper for us. And so we see that Chizkiya did make a leap year, even though the majority of people were Tameh, but then later on, he davened for forgiveness for himself, and we're going to explain why that is. Now, Rav Shimon says, if it was extended because they were Tameh, Mu'baras, no problem, it's extended. So why'd he daven for mercy for himself? What'd he do wrong? Sheim Rabban El Adar. Because one is only allowed to extend Adar, meaning you could only add on an extra Adar. Ruhu Iber Nisa B'Nisan. But he extended Nisan in Nisan. It was already Nisan, and he said, you know what, let's extend it and make an extra month. And it was ready Nisan time, and you're not allowed to do that. Rav Shimon Yehuda, Rav Shimon, a different opinion. What did Chizkiya do wrong? Because he made Yam Yisrael do Pesach Sheni. And we know that a majority of the nation's Tameh, we just do Pesach Rishon. But he pushed them off to Pesach Sheni, and he shouldn't have done that. And now we analyze this. Omar, we just stated, Rabbi Huda says, Ma'abrin, that the Chacham could extend the year, they could make a leap year, if they know that everyone's going to be Tameh. Alma is later Rabbi Huda, Tomeh Dechuyah Yibetzibur. We see from here that Rabbi Huda holds Tomeh as Dechuyah Betzibur. Now let's pause and explain. There's three different ways to understand when we come to a situation of Tomeh and a Karban Tzibur. One is called Tomeh Dechuyah Betzibur, and one is called Tomeh Hotra Betzibur. What's the difference? So Tomeh Hotra means that once there's an allowance to bring a carbon betumah, it's considered to be the 100% lechatchila way to do it. Whereas tumah dechuyah means, okay, if we're stuck, we'll allow it to happen. But if there's a way to not do betumah, then we'll go with that because it's only dechuyah, it's only pushed off, and not that it's hutra. And so it seems to be from Rabbi Huda telling us that we are allowed to make a leap year because we know everyone's going to be tameh, and that's going to prevent us from doing the carbon pesach betumah. It must be tumah dechuyah yibetzibur. Asking where, how can we say this? Vatanya, we have a brass that tells us tzitz, the plate that the kohen gadol wears on his forehead that has Hashem's name engraved into it. Whether it's currently on his forehead or even if it's on his forehead, miratza. It's miratza. It brings about an acceptance of a carbon which was brought b'tomo. Divrei Reb Shimon, as Reb Shimon says, whereas Reb Yehuda and Reb Yehuda says, oydal metzchay miratza. If it sits still on the kohen gadol's forehead and a carbon was brought b'tomo by accident, so it's going to be miratza. It causes an acceptance. Ain oydal metzchay. But if it's not on his forehead, ain miratza. It doesn't cause an acceptance of that carbon. Normally, Reb Shimon told him, kohen gadol b'yom kippur yechiach. The kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, that will prove that what I'm saying is correct. She ain al metzchay. The tzitz is not on the kohen gadol's forehead the entire Yom Kippur. He switches out of his clothing multiple times, and when he's doing a lot of the avodas, he's in his white clothing and he's not wearing the tzitz. Umiratza, nonetheless, it will be miratza for tomo. However, Rebbe Yehuda respond to him, Hanachim v'kipurim, put Yom Kippur to the side, shetomo hotcher b'tzibur, because tomo is hotcher b'tzibur. So we see very clearly from here that Rebbe Yehuda holds tomo's hotcher b'tzibur, not the chuya. Now the Gemara's answer to that is by asking another question. Ultamech, according to you, tikshilcha higufa. We have a problem with Rebbe Yehuda's shita himself before we even get to the situation of the chuya or hotcher. Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yehuda said in the Braisa, ma'abrin, the rulat extend the year if we know that everyone's going to be tamei. But then from Rebbe Yehuda says right afterwards, ma'zbech chizkiyah melech Yehuda, there was a story with Chizkiyo, she'ibras hashanu m'nei atoma, that he extended the year because of toma, ubikesh rachum al atzmai, and he was mevakesh rachum for himself, realizing that he made a mistake. Well, that itself is a problem. If Rebbe Yehuda says there's no problem to be ma'aber it, and then he brings a story to say that there is a problem, that's a stira. How do we understand Rebbe Yehuda's shita? Hello, must be chizur mechzra, that we're missing something in the brayso. Vachikitani, and this is really what should be taught. Im abrinas hashanu m'nei atoma, the Tanakhama says, no extending the year because of toma, v'mebruo m'uberes. But if they did extend it, so then it's fine. And that's actually shita's Tanakhama, not Rebbe Yehuda. Whereas Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yehuda himself says, ain't m'uberes, it's not m'uberes. And v'am Rebbe Yehuda v'chulu, now it makes sense. Rebbe Yehuda brings the story from Chizkiyo, who extended the year because of toma, and afterwards he was makash rachamim because he realized he made a mistake. And so we can see very clearly from here already, the Rebbe Yehuda holds toma hotcher b'tzibur, and therefore, in his conversation about Yom Kippur and the tzitz, Rebbe Yehuda makes sense because he's l'shitasai by saying toma hotcher b'tzibur. Asking where Yehachiv, that's really so. In the brass that we had said, Reb Shimon says, im b'nei atomi b'rua m'uberes, if it was extended because of toma, so it's fine, it's ma'ober, well, hain tanakama. Well, that's the same exact shita as a tanakama. What's the difference between Reb Shimon and tanakama? And on this, Amarava, he answers, l'chatchilik b'nayu, the machlaka says, are you allowed to l'chatchila? According to the tanakama, l'chatchila, we are not supposed to extend the year because of toma, but if they did, it's okay. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, even l'chatchila, it's okay. And tanakama, we have a brass just like this. Aim rabbinus hashanu b'nei atoma l'chatchila, the tanakama holds, l'chatchila, no extending the year because of toma, whereas Reb Shimon says, ma'abrin, we are allowed to do so, even l'chatchila. And so the question is, so why did Chizkiyah daven for Achmim for himself if he was allowed to do so? And the answer is, as we said, she'im rabbin hal adar, we're only allowed to extend adar, we're allowed to have two adars, v'hu iber nisan b'nisan, be the extended nisan once it already became nisan, and that's not allowed. Then we ask on this, Aramayah was just stated, she'im rabbin hal adar, v'hu iber nisan b'nisan, we're only allowed to extend adar, but he extended nisan and nisan, and the question is, lesley l'chizkiyah chayish hazelachem, doesn't Chizkiyah hold in the drasha of a chayish hazelachem, the pasuk says, this month is for you, referring to nisan, and this tells us, zeh nisan v'ein acher nisan, and this is nisan, nothing comes after nisan, meaning we can't have nisan and then another nisan. Once it hits nisan, no adding on, so that there's another month. How could it be that Chizkiyah doesn't hold of that? The Gemara answers, Tal b'de Shmuel. Chizkiyah made a mistake in what Shmuel says. Omer Shmuel. Shmuel holds, Eim rabbanus hashana b'yom shleshim shel Adar, no extending the year on the 30th day of Adar. Why? Ha'il v'roi l'kai v'nisan, since technically the 30th of Adar could be Nisan, sometimes Nisan will have 29 days, and it means that the 30th day is really the first day of Nisan, and therefore if Bezen not made an Eber Yar by the 30th of Adar, it's too late. Now v'iyu savar, Chizkiyah held, Ha'il v'roi l'kai v'nisan, we don't say Roy, since it could technically be Nisan, we're not allowed to extend it then. In Tanya Melchiv, rest like this, Eim Rabbanus Hashanah B'yom Shleshim Shel Adar, no extending the year if it's the 30th day of Adar already, Ha'il v'roi l'kai v'nisan, since it's fitting to be Nisan. Now we continue explaining the Brass of Reb Shimon, he had told us, what did Chizkiyah do wrong? It's because he told Bnei Yisrael to do Pesach Sheni. He pushed him off from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. The question is, Hechi Dami, what's the situation? Why is it that Chizkiyah originally thought that he should push everyone off to Pesach Sheni, and then later on he regretted it? If the majority of Yidden were Tamei, he shouldn't have done this in the first place. Everyone should have just done Pesach Rishon. And if the majority of the Yidden were Tar, so it makes sense to push off the Tamei to Pesach Sheni. Why did Chizkiyah do it one way and then regret it? So Ravashi explains, Am Yisrael was just about 50% Tar, 50% Tamei, v'nashim ashlim sul tahirim, and the women who were Tar actually completed the count of tahirim, and they were the ones that pushed over the count to be the majority Tahirim and only minority Tameim. Now, Meikarsav originally Chizkiyah held, Nashim Barisha and Chayva, the women have a Chayv Dai Raisa to bring the first Karim Pesach, and then that turns out to have a Miyuta and Tameim, that the minority of Am Yisrael was Tamei, even though it was majority of men that were Tamei, still as a whole of Klal Yisrael, it was minority, and a Miyuta Midchul Pesach Sheni. Therefore, the Miyut gets pushed out to Pesach Sheni. But Obasavsavar later on he held, Nashim Barisha and Rishos, the women only have a Rishos. If they want, they could bring Pesach Rishon, but they don't have to, and then that means the Havelhu Tmeim Ruba, that the Tmeim were actually the majority of Ruba Loimit Chulab Pesach Sheni, and the majority doesn't get pushed out to Pesach Sheni. That's why Chizkiyah regretted it and asked for Rachman for himself. And we keep discussing this. Gufo stated previously in the Gemara, Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, Eim Abinaz Hashanah B'yom Shalish Mishal Adar, no extending the year when it's the 30th of Adar. Ha'il V'roi L'Kavi is Nisan, since it couldn't be established as Nisan. Now the question is, Ibru Amai, let's say they did decide to extend the year on the 30th day. What's the din? So Amar Ulul says, "Ein mekadesh l'chaydesh." Just don't be mekadesh l'chaydesh. Don't officially establish it as Adar Sheni. Just allow another month in the calendar. Don't say anything. And then 30 days later, officially establish a new month. And then once another 30 days passes, establish a new month as Nisan. The question is, Kitchumai, let's say they were mekadesh Adar Sheni on the 30th day of Adar Rishon. So Amar Ravi answers, "Batol Iber, this extended year, this Iber Yar, is batol, it's nullified because they shouldn't have been mekadesh it and they were, so now it's just Nisan." However, Rav Nachman says, "Ma'ober u'makodesh, it's extended and it is makodesh." So Amar Ravi Nachman, Rav asks Rav Nachman, "Michti, let's see, mipuri lepischa tlasin yaymin havu." From Purim to Pesach is 30 days. Upuri dashinim pechsa Pesach, and on Purim itself we start darshining about hechsa Pesach. The Tanya, if a brass tells us, "Shalim pechsa Pesach, kainu Pesach shalishim yaym," then we start asking about, meaning learning about hechsa Pesach 30 days beforehand, which is Purim. Whereas Rav Shim Gamliel Emer, he argues and says, "Shtei Shabbos, it's only 2 weeks." Now what's a problem? V'chimati reish yarcha, when Rosh Chodesh comes 2 weeks after Purim, merachkin lei, and then they distance it, they extend it. People are going to be mezalzel and end up eating chametz when it's really supposed to be Pesach, because since the year was extended at the last moment, people aren't going to realize, they're not going to understand, they're going to keep Pesach 2 weeks after Rosh Chodesh, which they really shouldn't be, and then when real Pesach comes around, they're going to end up eating chametz. And therefore, even if they decide there's going to be an Iber Yar on the 30th day of Adar, no being Mekadesh L'Chodesh. And if they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh, then we can't have an Iber Yar, because again, people are going to make this mistake, and they're going to end up eating chametz on Pesach. Somebody responded, "No, you're not going to have that problem. Everyone knows that an Iber Yar all has to do with cheshbin. They have to sit down and make a cheshbin of all different months and the seasons and when they fall out, as we've discussed previously. And Amri, therefore, people are going to say that the Rabbanon simply didn't have a chance to sit down and make this cheshbin until now, even though it's the last moment. And therefore, we're not going to run into this issue that you're worried about. And that's why even if they did make an Iber Yar on the 30th day of Adar and they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh, it's still valid and we're going to say it's an Iber Yar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.